current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Fed Up. Thousands of protesters gathered in Geneva during the G7 summit to show their disagreement with the meeting of world leaders. Demonstrators marched through the streets carrying banners, waving flags and chanting slogans against the policies of the G7 countries. The protest brought together environmental groups, anti-war activists, supporters of Palestinian rights, trade unions and campaigners against poverty and inequality. Many said they were frustrated that a small group of wealthy nations continues to make decisions that affect people across the world. For the protesters, the summit was not a solution to global problems, but part of the problem itself. Many protesters spoke openly about their concerns. Francois Nifela, spokesperson of the No G7 coalition, told Al Jazeera, quote, "We are very afraid of the policy and the politics of Mr. Trump, and also of other leaders of the G7, because they are fighting, making war all over the place," unquote. She also said, quote, "The planet is in danger and we are very scared about it, and we want to protest and say that the people of the world are against their policies," unquote. One of the most common messages seen at the demonstration was, quote, "There is one planet, not seven," unquote. So global issues should not be decided by only a few powerful countries and definitely should not dominate discussions on issues that affect all of humanity. A clear message from the protest was that the G7 is a gathering of the rich for the rich. Many argued that while leaders speak about helping the world, the reality is that wealth continues to flow into the hands of a small elite. The rich are getting richer while millions struggle with rising prices, debt, unemployment, and poverty. Protesters accused G7 governments of putting the interests of large corporations, banks, and wealthy individuals ahead of ordinary people. As reported by Al Jazeera, some demonstrators described the G7 as being, quote, "all about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer," unquote. For many, the summit represents a global system that works well for the wealthy but fails to meet the needs of the majority. The growing opposition to gatherings such as the G7 shows that more people are losing faith in the current world order. In fact, we are seeing it now at its peak. Across the globe, people are searching and questioning change. Islam is the only alternative that delivers real justice, fairness, and care for humanity rather than more wealth and power for a privileged few. Islam offers a complete system based on justice, accountability, and the fair distribution of wealth. Now is the time for the Muslims to be certain, to rise up, to call to this solution, and prove it is Allah's system alone that will give humankind the system for all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Do not falter or grieve, for you will have the upper hand if you are true believers. Surah Ali Imran, verse 139. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.